Howard, you ready?
I'm ready.
Bechavod.
He's watching. With your permission. As the Gemara tells us that it's a mitzvah to wear nice clothing, very similar to Shabbat clothing for Rosh Hashanah, and to take a haircut, and to take a shower, take a mikveh. Not, the Gemara says, not like the Goyim. When they have a court case, they wear black clothing, they don't take a shower, they don't shave. Are we coming to Rosh Hashanah very happy? We sure we are going to win our case. Chazoni says, when somebody jumps from a tall building, and he says, I have a munah in Hashem, Hashem would save me. Chazoni says, this is stupidity. A man is an idiot. That's not called emunah. We need to believe in Hashem. But if you do something, and you're in a situation, says the Chazoni, what do you mean you think Hashem will save you? It's a nice statement to say, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming, he's dressed up nicely. So, what do you mean? You have a court case. You have to imagine. Hashanah, somebody has to appear in court, Supreme Court. They tell him the electric chair is in the next room. He says, don't worry, I'm winning the case. What do you mean winning the case? The judge is going to read. The prosecutor will say, what do you mean you dressed up like you go to a wedding? The man says, don't worry about women, don't worry. It's a nice thing to say. And the second statement the Gemara says, it's Shulchan Aruch. And this coming Sunday is a Ta'anit. All the yeshivot, they don't serve food. They don't do the whole day, half a day. The Gemara says Hashem waives one third of the sins of a person when he does Ta'anit, Ei Rosh Hashanah. But not today, and not tomorrow. It has to be the day before Rosh Hashanah. But that's the Moshe. I say Slichot, 30 days I say Slichot already. So every day I regret and I do Teshuvah. And some people do Ta'anit. The whole 30 days, Monday, Thursdays. Certain people do the first day of Slichot with Ashkenazim. The Sunday was a Ta'anit. Hundreds of thousands of people fasted. That doesn't do anything. I mean, of course it does Teshuvah. But it's fine, it's waving. The sins, nothing. You can do Ta'anit and Ta'anit all year long. Only at Rosh Hashanah, Hashem waives one third of the sins. So why at Rosh Hashanah? Why about 2 days before Rosh Hashanah? No. At Rosh Hashanah. What's the significance? Here comes the Gemara also and tells us that you should know how important the days are coming up. This is the Gemara, says Anachan Ramam. Based on the sentence in the Haftarah in Yeshayahu, Yeshua Hashem Yimatzo Karov Biyoto Karov, demand Hashem while Hashem is close to you, but Hashem is close to me. The man says, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Hashem is very close to you. You should know from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Hashem is very close to a person. Says the Rambam, Halacha, Rambam, you should try to pray as much as you can on those 10 days. He says, why? Hashem is close to you. What do you mean Hashem is close to me? Why is Hashem close to me? The opposite. The judge will never take a case if he's a relative or he knows the person personally. He says, you can't judge. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to me. Why is that? He said, this is the days of court. So we know Hashem is close to you. Sounds like that Hashem has a very mercy towards you. Why is mercy towards me? The opposite. This is a court day. Hashem has to be very stern, very strict with me. So the man says, no, Hashem is very close to you. Why is he close to me? Why is he close to me? What happened? I didn't do nothing. I just said, Slichot, he's not close to me. After Rosh Hashanah is close to me. Why is close to me after Rosh Hashanah? What did I do? And then comes the Gemara with a few statements about Rosh Hashanah. And then the Gemara says, you know, Hashem wants us to blow the shofar. The sentences in the Torah and the Tanakh sounds like contradiction. The Sefer Amos, the sentence reads, "Aitakar shofar be'ir v'amlu yecheradu." If somebody hears a shofar, aren't you getting scared? Says the Gemara, that means the shofar is supposed to scare you. Okay, fine. On the other hand, we say every day, "Hallelujah, betek shofar." Praise Hashem with shofar. We said Friday night. V'achatzotzot v'kol shofar harim lefnei melech Hashem. I said, praise Hashem. So shofar is something to get scared, or shofar is something that you praise. Contradiction in the Tanakh. Then, shofar really was blown every day in Beit HaMikdash. Trumpet and shofar. Every day in the morning, every day in the afternoon, when the Levim were singing, they used the shofar and trumpets. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, you should know, Rosh Hashanah is the same thing. The Beit HaMikdash was the word trumpets and the shofar. Same thing, exactly the same. But the difference was that during the year, the shofar sound ended before the trumpets ended. Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar continued after the trumpets. She mitzvah to him with shofar. What's it all about? What does it make? So Rosh Hashanah and all the year round is the same thing, trumpets and shofar. And here, a few seconds more, on Rosh Hashanah, you hear the shofar. So what does it mean? Come to Gemara and say, you should know also that you have to imagine when you hear the shofar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Actually, the Gemara says, Hashem told us in Rosh Hashanah, you have two mitzvot. One mitzvah is to listen to the shofar, and the second mitzvah is to say sentences that Hashem is the king. Imru lefanei malchuyot. Okay? Hashem wants me to say that he's the king. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I always say in America, Mechila, forgive me. I say every day, I don't know how many times, Melech HaOlam, Melech HaOlam. Every bracha. The Gemara says, if he doesn't say Melech HaOlam, it's no bracha. Every time you say Baruch Hashem, Melech HaOlam. So, Hashem says, Rosh Hashanah, listen, make me a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. You were king the whole time. Alenu l'shaveach, three times a day. Three times a day, what do we say? Melech, Malchei, Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu, Noteh Shamayim, Yosedah. M'shaveach, three times a day. So what Rosh Hashanah, Hashem said, listen, Imru lefanei malchuyot, say malchuyot in front of me. Kedei shetamnichuni alechem, I want you to make me your king. It's hard to believe that Hashem wants us to make him a king. Because really it doesn't mean anything. If you think about it, it's, you know, a king, if you appoint Trump, you know, he's in the White House. Yeah, the White House is authority, he's going to bomb Iran, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Just Hashem is the king. What is it? Tell me, and if Hashem is not the king, so what? He runs the world, but the king, not king. But Hashem is going to ask me to make him a king. Hashem needs me to make him a king. Unlikely. And really, I don't understand the concept. I really don't understand the concept. It's easy. I mean, you say Hashem is the king, but it means nothing. What means Hashem is the king? There's nothing but Hashem. And there's nothing, any adjective that you put for Hashem, enough. It means nothing. So when you say, HaMelech, HaMelech. I don't know what a person thinks when he says the Baracha, Melech HaOlam, Selim Neshabech, Melech Melech HaMelechim. I don't know what it means exactly. But everybody, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants me to say that he is the king. The Gemara says, you should know, this is your exit. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a court day. Hashem is going to judge us in Rosh Hashanah. Hashem said, you want to know something? say that I'm a king, and case dismissed. Case dismissed. It's a joke. So the whole Shana is a joke. Is it a court case or not? Can you imagine if you stand in front of a judge, and the judge says, okay, and let me look at the record, and say, Mr. Judge, you're the king. Say him to the psychiatrist to look at him. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It's a court case. No, no. Did you do or didn't do? The balance sheet is positive or negative? You have to do king or not king. What the king has to do? But we make him a king. What do you make him a king? Hashem is the king all the time. Isn't there no difference between Rosh Hashanah and the day before Rosh Hashanah? And after Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is not a king. Gemara tells us, in Motzei Yom Kippur, a person can hear a bat kol from Shamayim that says, "Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha, shtei l'inecha, k'ratza Hashem et ma'asecha." It says, "Don't worry, go home, enjoy." What do you mean enjoy? You get if you got email on Yom Kippur that you got an extension in another year and you have good parnasa and everything you wanted, so you can go. What do you mean after the Tanit? It says, a sound from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go home, enjoy. Cheesecake is waiting for you. I said, what cheesecake? A lot of people went home to Yom Kippur and ate cheesecake, and then the next day they died. So what do you mean? Lechol besimcha lachmecha. It's a pasuk in Kohelet. The Gemara refers to the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech from Motzei Yom Kippur. Go. Yom Kippur, you stood up and you cried and everything, and you don't know what the decision is. Some people know. Adam Sofer knows, Stapler knows, Chaim Kanievsky knows. And Chaim Kanievsky, his son-in-law told me that about 30,000 people on the night of Rosh Hashanah, they stand on the street over there with barricades to get bracha for him Shana Tova. Every to some people, he doesn't say Shana Tova. And they die. His son-in-law told me. But the guy's government says Shana Tova, Abraham doesn't answer. He knows he's dead. The Stapler knows, the Stapler said. The Stapler said about somebody, Ariel, says it was Zakia ben Yishamayim. Adam Sofer said, he knows what happened. I know some people, they know in our time also, they know. They feel Rosh Hashanah, they feel Yom Kippur, they know. They were judged. Okay, so somebody knows, he knows. If the person doesn't know, what do you mean Yom Kippur? You go home, and okay, Baruch Hashem, how was the Ta'anit? Chassid Chafetz Chaim said, Rabbi Tzvi Salanter said, I'm sorry, the first Lashon Hara is about the Chazan. He wasn't as good as last year. Hopefully they can bring a new one. But what do you mean? What do you mean you go and enjoy food with Motzei Yom Kippur? You don't know what the decision was. Maybe the Chassid decision wasn't as good as you wanted. So what kind of appetite you have? How can you sit down and eat anyway? In the Tanakh itself, Islam Israel came from Iran and Iraq. To Beit HaMikdash was Rosh Hashanah, and Ezra gave them a Musar speech. A simulation. Got married to non-Jewish ladies, brought them to Beit HaMikdash. Ezra gave them a speech, blessed them, started to cry. And Nehemiah and Ezra told them, why are you crying? Go home, go eat fat food, drink sweet things. Chedvat Hashem imauzchem. Today is Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah? You just gave me a speech. So of course I cried. I did teshuvah. So you can't cry. So the Gomer Vilna says, don't cry Rosh Hashanah. You can cry from happiness, yeah, but not cry from sadness. You can. He says the sentence in Tanakh, Gomer Vilna said. Supposed to be very happy. But very happy. The Gemara says, Malachi Asharet Aska Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why Am Yisrael don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? And Hashem said, how can a person say Hallel if the books of life and death are open? How can you say Hallel? Hallel what? Baruch Hashem Rosh Hashanah? Maybe Chas Shalom, you're not going to be there next day. You want to say that? Hashem answered the angels. I'm not going to say, it's not going to say Hallel Rosh Hashanah. How can you say Hallel? How can you say Hallel? Ezra and Nehemiah said, don't worry about it. What do you mean don't worry about it? He says, go home and eat and drink good food. He says, this is a day that Hashem is happy. What if Hashem is happy? I can't say Hallel. So many, it's contradiction. both sides all the time. The whole Rosh Hashanah is contradiction. Chaim tells us like this. Rabbeinu Nissim said that Hashem chose Rosh Hashanah as a day of judgment because this is the day man was created. Man was created on Friday. Rosh Hashanah is the day man was created. So if you wind it back, you want to know what happened Rosh Hashanah. That was Hashem was created and he ate from the tree and Hashem judged him, says the Rabbeinu Nissim. Hashem let him leave, even though Hashem told him the day you're going to eat, you're going to die. And Hashem just expelled him out of Gan Eden. So, hopefully, you know, Hashem will not expel us out of our houses. But you should know, says Rabbeinu Nissim, therefore Hashem chose Rosh Hashanah for you as a day of judgment. He said the opposite. It's not because Adam HaRishon did something wrong. It's because the opposite, Hashem judged him favorably, and Baruch Hashem is the one. Let me say a little bit different times here. Like this, look. You ask somebody, what happened? What happened? Okay, what happened is that Adam HaRishon is from the tree. He says, so why did Hashem test him that way? Why Hashem made it this episode? The snake saw Adam HaRishon and Chava, and then he spoke to Chava, and then Chava ate from the tree, and then she forced Adam HaRishon from the tree. It's a plan. It doesn't happen. Hashem wrote it in the Torah for purpose, and it happened because something had happened. And he said, look. The Chafetz Chaim said, look. The truth of the matter is, if you have a belief in Hashem, you don't have to ask for anything. He knows what you need. He knows. The reason why we pray to Hashem and we ask Hashem for certain things, that's the way we should ask. That in case, Hashem, you wanted to give me that thing, and because I did not behave, that thing did not come to me, I'm doing teshuvah, and I'm asking you for forgiveness, please give me that thing that you wanted to give to me. But you don't neg Hashem. Don't beg and neg Hashem and ask him again, you want to buy this house, you want to buy this car, you want to do this, you want to do that. Chafetz Chaim said, you neg him, he's going to give it to you. But it's not good for you. This is the more you want from Hashem, this is, you know, you're in danger because you don't know if Hashem wants you to have it. You're going to nag him. I want this girl, I want to marry to this play girl, this girl, this is chasing you, chasing you, bringing it to Hashem, I want to marry this girl, then get divorced, or Chas Shalom, who knows what problems he has all his life. And says, why did you beg Hashem you want this girl? It's not good for you. Why you beg Hashem you wanted to buy this business? It's not good for you. He's saying, kill him, it is. I said, tefillah, I said, it's not good for you. Stop nagging Hashem. Hashem knows what you need. Now, if you don't have it, it could be that because you caused Hashem not to give it to you, because you misbehaved. So pray like this. Hashem, I really would like to have this. If you want, of course. If you don't want, I don't want it. And maybe I don't have it because it's my fault. So I'm trying to correct my fault. And I'm due to Shura. And I'm asking for forgiveness. This is our tefillah. Starts like this. Hashemenu avinu torotecha. And then we say, Slach lanu, and then we say, and then we say, Rafaenu, Archenu, Barichalenu. I said, but first, in order, says Rabbi Chaim, first you have to know that it's not, certain things are not good for you. Don't ask for them. Here comes the Gemara and says, let's see a story what happened. And this is a downfall. It's not that they ate from the tree. They ate from the tree is nothing. But this is how the episode went. I said, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke up Adam HaRishon, he stood on his feet, he saw that every animal has a mate. Miss Ugliness, snake, Miss Mouse, Miss Cat, Miss Doggy. So he asked Hashem, where is my wife? Actually, the Gemara says that Hashem made Adam HaRishon, he made him with two faces. One face to put makeup, and one face to shave and put after shave. This was the creation. Then the Gemara says, "Adam Rishon came to Hashem and said, 'Listen, I want to have a wife. I want to have a wife. If it would be good for you, Hashem would have made you for your wife. What's wrong with you? Look what's going to happen to you in a second.' So first, says the Zohar, says Rashi, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him an angel as a wife. It's called Chava Rishona. Adam Rishon said, 'Nah, she's not nice. Nah, she's not cute enough for me.' So she went and she married the Satan. This is Satan's wife. So already, asking for a wife created Satan's wife, that she is stronger than the Satan. Or Chaim says in the Chumash that he had a dream. He overcome the Satan, but he could not overcome his wife. She's worse than him. Much worse than him. Yagon Ba'anacha, much worse than him. He says, who made it? Adam HaRishon, by requesting something he should not have requested, and then denying the first wife that Hashem gave to him. Okay. This is Hashem. He wants another one. He wants another one. He wants another one. Here it is. So you ask for your default. Now, the snake is going to touch your wife, and she's going to eat, she's going to force you to eat. That's the problem. It's not the problem that you ate. This is a consequence and a result of something that you should not have done. This is not going to be at all. You should have enough brain to know that if Hashem would have wanted you, how come you have two faces? Why don't you take like this? There's no other animal in Gan Eden has two faces. How come you have two faces? How come you have no mate? Are you asking? And Chasavetz Chaim said, you start nagging a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want something, you give it to you. But it's not good for you. I says, this is the fault of this world, is the request. And actually the Zohar says that Chas v'Shalom on Rosh Hashanah, a person should ask Hashem anything. The Zohar compares a person asking on Rosh Hashanah things to Hashem like a dog. I said, what's wrong? There's some other people disagree, but it says in the Zohar. The Zohar says, like a dog barks, half, you standing in front of Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, I said, what's wrong? It's the day of judgment. So, Baruch Hashem, didn't you tell me that I'm going to win the case? So I want to ask Hashem for Father's heart. I want to ask Hashem. Zohar said, don't you dare. I said, what's the problem? I tell you what. Because that day, Adam HaRishon asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, and that's the whole downfall of this world because of something Adam HaRishon asked Moshe. So, comes the Torah, comes the Gemara, I said, I want to tell you something. What was the purpose really? Why was Adam HaRishon that he was created? If you may say, what did Hashem have in mind? So the Gemara says, Chachamim tell us, it says Kiddush Friday night, it says Yom HaShishi, Echolu Hashem Evaratz. Says the Gemara, when you hold a cup of wine in your hand, you have to think like this. Today is Friday, and you say Yom HaShishi, the sixth. What do you have in mind? Gemara says, you have to have in mind the sixth day of Sivan, the day we got the Torah. Means, says the Gemara, that Hashem, when He created mankind on Friday, He wrote in the Torah, Yom HaShishi, He says, you should know, the world is not stable unless we get the Torah. As you think about it, what it is, it's an explanation in the Torah. No. Much deeper than that. So you know what happened on our Sinai? It says in the Torah a few times. It says in the Torah that Hashem Sinai Bav Zarat Misir Lamo, Lazot Abraha, and it says, Parashat Kedisa, Kichalotol Daberito. It says, like Chatan is going in front of the bride. Am Yisrael was the bride, Hashem is the groom, and the Luchot is the Ketubah. And it says in the Torah, in the text, like that. So that was really the plan of Hashem. Actually, it's in the Mishnah says, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tzena Orena, not so much Shlomo, you should know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, the Sfaradim are very successful, has less problems in their life, because they say Shir HaShirim Friday night. So it's so important to say Shir HaShirim. As the Shir HaShirim says, the Mishnah brings the Masechet Ta'anit. Tzena Orena, Vemdem Tzema Shlomo. It says, Am Yisrael go see Hashem. Gemara says, every time it says Shalom, Shir HaShirim means Hashem. Shalom. בהתרה שיתרה לו אמו ביום חתונתו ביום שמחת ליבו ביום חתונתו זה מעמד הר סיני. It's clear in the Gemara, in the Shas, in the Mishnayot. It says what happened? Hashem revealed himself. This was a wedding between us and Hashem. And he said, look, it says Yom HaShishi Lechul Hashem Ba'aretz. I said, mankind was created on Friday. So look forward from Har Sinai. Why Har Sinai? You got the Torah? No. For Har Sinai, there was a wedding on Har Sinai. Hashem had in mind, that's why Adam Rishon had no wife. Because Hashem is the groom and you're the wife. And Hashem wanted you to understand it. He made you two faces. That you actually male and female. Like actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts sometimes male, sometimes female. As in the Torah, in the Tefillah, it says, sometimes it says Lecha, sometimes it says Lach. And this Hashem is also two entities, if we may say such a thing. So actually, this was the plan of Hashem. And here comes the Gemara and says, Hashem told Adam HaRishon, come into Gan Eden, Le'ovda u'Le'Shomra. What it means is, one says Le'ovda mitzvot aseh, Le'Shomra mitzvot lo ta'aseh, it means you keep the Torah. That's how you become my wife. So what do you mean becoming the wife of Hashem? What does it mean? It says, this is the Ketubah. What does it say in the Ketubah? In the Ketubah it says, the mitzvot. It says, this is, I am the groom, you're the wife. We say, look, the Gemara says, Chatan Dome Lemelech. Chatan Dome Lemelech. Actually, on Rosh Hashanah, when Hashem created mankind, this was the plan. Yom HaShishi. You know what the plan was? Hashem is the groom, and Adam HaRishon is the bride. So therefore, you have no mate. I didn't make you a mate. Because you are the bride. I didn't make you. So, here's the Ketubah. I said, listen, this is the agreement, okay? The agreement is that you come to Gan Eden and you keep the mitzvot, I tell you to keep the mitzvot, okay? Now, if you don't keep it, it means the wedding is over, finished. The wedding is over, divorce. You divorced him. Hashem threw him out of Gan Eden because he ate from the tree. But it's not the sin that he ate from the tree. The sin is aluva kala. The Gemara says, our stage, we did the golden calf. The Gemara says, we were the bride of Hashem. In the text, the Torah on Sechet Shabbat, Aluvakala. I says, look at you, a bride, under Har Sinai. You just got married to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're getting married to the golden calf. You said, this is our God. So this is Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem judges us. If we want to be the bride of Hashem, like Adam HaRishon before he requested the wife. That's what the Zohar said. Don't ask anything. Don't ask. Don't make this mistake. But you have to know Rosh Hashanah is one thing. I am going to marry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way we were married on Har Sinai and betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the golden calf. That was the plan. Adam HaRishon, when he asked for a wife, destroyed the whole thing. So the whole downfall is because he requested. The downfall because he did not so-called become the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we know, the Gemara says, on the wedding, Hashem forgives all the sins to the bride and the groom. Here comes the Gemara and says, look, the day before Rosh Hashanah, we do ta'anit. Our minhag, our custom is, before the wedding, the day before the wedding, we do ta'anit. Not 2 days before the wedding, the day before the wedding. I said, why? Because in the wedding, Hashem forgives the groom and the bride all the sins. Here we are. It says, come Rosh Hashanah, come Shulchan Aruch. I said, listen, do ta'anit the day before Rosh Hashanah. I said, then Hashem waives 1/3 of your sins automatically. And what happened? You don't understand. You're getting married. Says the Gemara, look. Very easy. Look. Can you imagine somebody is getting married on the chuppah, and all of a sudden, the groom asks the bride, can I ask you something? I said, 5 minutes. He's going to give her the ring. He says, can you tell me, how much Lashon Hara you spoke last year? How many bad things you did? If, you know, before I want to put the ring on you, I want to know all the bad things that you did. Never happened. Until the wedding? The opposite. Hashem forgives all the sins. Except for the Gemara says, we getting dressed very nicely for Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because it's the wedding. The Goyim don't get married to Hashem. So they come to court with black clothing. We come to court to get married. So if you marry somebody, so the judge will not, can you imagine you marry the judge? So the judge will not say, what are you doing here? I'm coming to marry you. The judge will not say, okay, let me see your record. No, 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 it's not court anymore. This is the wedding hall now. That's what the Gemara says. We should not cry on Rosh Hashanah. That Ezra and Nechemiah told the people, stop the crying. Go eat fat food and drink sweet drinks. Chedvat Hashem imaoschem. Today's Hashem is very happy. Why Hashem is happy? Because you're getting married. Well, you can't say Halel because you don't know. Some people are going to die. Malachi Asharet asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come Am Yisrael not thinking now? I said, it's not your business. Mind your business. There's another answer. I said, Malachi Asharet said, it's a wedding, right? They all come. Halelu v'tek ha-shofar. He says, praise Hashem. If you're not getting married, says Nabi Amos, ha-itaka shofar be'ir, ba'am lo yichradu. Shofar can scare you. He says, shofar is something that announcing marriage. Actually, in Bet HaMikdash. That's why Bet HaMikdash always was shofar, always was shofar. But on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is stronger to tell you, huh, tonight, today is the marriage. Every day I come to Rosh Hashanah, says, I hope. It's true. Hashem is the king all the time. We say, I don't know, Shabbat 3 times a day. We say, Melech HaOlam, 100%. But Rosh Hashanah is the day not making Hashem as a king. We're getting married to Hashem. Chatan Domeh LeMelech. A groom is a king. It's not Hashem tells me, make me a king. Hashem, you're a king all the time. But you want to fulfill the will of Hashem that we should be the bride of Hashem. That's the Gemara says. So therefore, Hashem tells you, listen, come Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to judge me what? I'm going to judge you if you want to be my bride. That's what Hashem is judging us. He's not judging us, what did we do? Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows the Satan. Hashem knows that we want to be good. Hashem knows that all of Israel is the key. Hashem, they only want to do good things. The Gemara says, Satan is stronger than us. The Gemara says, we are from flesh, and he's from fire. And Satan himself told Chachamim, don't you think you're going to win me over? I'm stronger than you. So Hashem knows it. But Hashem wants to hear a statement from us. You are my king. He said, make me your king. Of course I'm your king. You said it yesterday. You said it in the morning. Tonight, Rosh Hashanah, I'm getting married to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Adam HaRishon, before so-called he requested a wife. This was a downfall. The Ari called it before Nesirah, before Hashem made the apparition. And that's the whole thing of Rosh Hashanah. It's not day of court that Hashem is going to punish you. If you did a job, he said, Hashem is very close to you between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He said, let me tell you something. There are only 7 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and 1 day of Yom Kippur. Deducted from 10 days, 7. Sheva Brachot. That's exactly what it is. You have Sheva Brachot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get married HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah and you have Sheva Brachot. Yom Kippur comes. He said, "What? So what happened? I'm married to you." I said, "You know what? You're married to me. It's irrelevant. What's going to happen? I don't care what's going to happen. I know my goal is to get married to you. I got married to you. And yes, that's what Gemara says. The Rambam says, you know, I said to Mitzvah 7 days. Hashem is very close to you. When Hashem is close to me." I said, yeah, the Yeshua Hashem and Atzok Rabbi Tokar Rabbi. He said, you should know, pray to Hashem. Hashem is close. I thought it's the day of judgment. Yeah, Hashem judges you to see if you want to be married to him. But it's not Hashem wants to see how do you behave. The behavior is secondary. The goal is to be married to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem told them Israel before Har Sinai. That's what Hashem planned for them Rishon. By asking Hashem, by denying the first wife that was an angel, as it was a downfall. Yes, so Shonar was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem is looking at us. As the Gemara says, Satan is afraid, Mashiach is coming. I said, it's the power of the Shofar. I said, Shofar, what is this? Mashiach is coming. Why Mashiach is coming? He never came. No, you don't understand. If everybody will decide that he wants to get married to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a wedding with Hashem. The Satan is finished. It's finished. He's the enemy of Hashem. He hates Hashem. Satan hates Hashem. If everything is a filah. The only reason he's here, because we love him. And we would have hated him, the way we say. In the villa, we would marry to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's finished. The Gemara says, that's a powerful Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. When Nisan Yigalu, Hashem took Atat Vijiv, when Nisan, Abed Tishret in Yigal. No. Don't expect any redemption on Nisan, Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is to redeem you. Because Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is waiting to see if you're going to crack what Adam HaRishon destroyed. And then, you're the shofar. That's what says shofar. You're supposed to be shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So what is this shofar? Marriage. That's what the Nabi says. Everybody's going to come. Everybody's going to come. There's a way coming to Yerushalayim. Why Yerushalayim? I said, Beit HaMikdash. What is it? Because over there is the Torah. The Torah is the Ketubah. I go over there. I want to go over there, Rosh Hashanah, I want to go over there. This is over there, the wedding is inside Beit HaMikdash. It says, Shofar Kedif Nimdame. It says, the Shofar, you have to imagine where you are. Where are you? I'm inside Beit HaMikdash. Why inside Beit HaMikdash? Well, what's wrong? You don't understand. Not because it's the holiest of the list. This is the place the Ketubah is. The marriage. You need the Ketubah, right? Here's the Ketubah, here's the Ruhot, the tablets. You need Beit HaMikdash. He says, what is this? A marriage. Let's Chachamim say that a person has to think all these things in the time of the blood of Shofar. That's what Hashem said, Vamei v'Shofar, the Gemara says. And Hashem said, say I'm the king with a Shofar. What has to do with Shofar with the king? But Shofar is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit take a Shofar. Kol HaNishma Tel Aliyah. That's what the Ramban says, if you do this, for sure, Mashiach will come by the Melech.
Amen. Amen.